Welcome to the Not So Fast Podcast, the admins for the Freaky Fast Racing League and the National iRacing League discuss all the league happenings, along with other occasional unnecessary dialogue.
Are you looking to be immersed into your racing rig? Using patented technology, Butt Kicker products connect you to your couch or chair to send the feeling of special effects, explosions, rocket launches, racing engines, music, and much more right through it. It's a new immersive dimension in home entertainment. Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Keith Fonseca, Patrick Anderson, and the real number 99, Wally Babb, along with myself, Dave Gilbert. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm not saying good morning with that introduction.
I like that. I like that.
All right. We normally go over our week in iRacing, any official leagues or official races, hosted races, or league races that we ran this week.
I've done none.
I won a jumpy truck race crab walking for 7 laps.
A what?
Oh, really? a jumpy truck race.
Oh, I got you.
And then lap 3. Well, there's this one guy who's dirty, which he races for a legit team in crap, but when he's in jumpy trucks, he is dirty as hell in crap. So some of that went on, and I kind of hit the wall, and next thing I know, I'm like crab walking, and I don't know, he ended up taking this other dude out intentionally, and somehow, I don't know, but I managed to win. It was a crazy race. I like my jumpy trucks.
I like them too, but I need to get I bought an e-brake and a sequential shifter. I got to get them hooked up.
You don't need a handbrake. At all.
You don't?
Button.
Nope. I actually just like last week, I took off my handbrake. I don't. In jumpy trucks and stuff, it's more throttle control and brake than anything else. You definitely don't need a handbrake. Even in rally cross, you don't need a handbrake. Once you get the hang of it, and then you'll think everybody always thinks that you do, but no, you don't need one.
You are actually slower when you're braking, I think. Anyways, so yeah. You're right.
Well, people think that you're on dirt, right? So throw it sideways and everything. It's like, no, in rallycross and jumpy trucks, basically, if you're sliding, you're going slower. You're trying not to slide that much.
Right now, I have my clutch pedal set up as my handbrake.
Yeah. I've tried that before. It wasn't fun.
No.
All right, well, we did do a recruitment race for the Dirt to Daytona series starting this Monday. This Monday, the Dirt Street Stocks will be at Eldora, but we did the 305s at Eldora, and Keith and I had a pretty good run there.
Yeah, we did. You know, we got beat by somebody with a 4,000 I rating, so I'll take it as a win.
Yeah, and we weren't that far off of them, you know.
No. I mean, the 305s, I love the 305. I don't run them all that much, but, you know, I do enjoy them when I run them.
I think there was a caution there, or something happened, but somebody, this isn't hosted, so there's a lot of drivers that we didn't know in there, but somebody just came up and
and cleaned you out there closer to the end. I thought, man, Keith is done. But no, you kept on trucking.
Skill.
Yeah, I think that your sprint car hit pretty square against the wall, which probably helped.
Yeah, I think as duty was throwing it in there, and you know, I was to the point too, like people throwing sliders. I'm like honestly, I was it was the same premise as last night, people just moving up and have like it inched clear. I got to the point if I was running high and coming off the corner, and it's up to you if you're coming, because I'm not lifting and crap and stuff. Just people, it was just like people just coming up and like just so close. It's like you better hope that I am not like 4 inches next to you or you're going into the wall, because I wasn't lifting anymore, because you know, some of them slide jobs last night were they were getting a little ridiculous, but that's just me. But I'm also nice too, so I lift a lot. But
yeah, and then after that, we got into a hosted race. Jeff Ramsdell, Josh McKinney, and I, we got in a little hosted race with the late model stocks at USA Speedway. And the only thing that came out of that is we were running this race, and the guy that was doing the race control, you know, he's handing out penalties, he's watching everything, and we're like, man, this guy is doing one heck of a good job. So Josh McKinney's like, I'm going to talk to him about race control for us. And I'm like, well, go ahead. And so Josh McKinney, he stepped up and he went and talked to him, got in his Discord, and got the guy to agree to do race control for us on Thursday nights. Matt Pelletier, he did race control for the first time this past Thursday. So
yeah, he did really good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's hard to find somebody that to do a decent job at race control, as we all know.
Yeah, we know. All right.
I mean, there's a couple little things where that, you know, like he called them a racing incident, but you know, like it was clearly, yeah, somebody could have done something different. And yeah. But other than that, he did really good.
Yeah. So hopefully Matt's able to help out on Thursday nights here moving forward, and that should help us out as far as the league goes, cleaning it up. And we did the races have gotten much better recently, and so we're just happy for that. But
yeah, I'm really happy with the races that, you know, like we've gone from penalizing a lot of stuff to where now, you know, we're not handing out as many penalties, and people are getting it.
Yeah.
Now it's moved over to us and FFRL now. we're picking up the slack for penalties.
Yeah.
You guys have been too nice for too long.
Honestly, we have been. You know, I said before, like, I mean, we try to be lenient. We want to race, but it's just gotten ridiculous, and you see it from what went on at Milwaukee.
You definitely need to penalize the 97 a lot.
Yeah.
I will make sure, no matter what, he will have at least one penalty every race, even if he's not there. I will penalize him for not being there.
There you go.
So in the truck race, I got too many incident points, so he has a one lap hold at Indy Road next.
Yeah, we've been messing with Jeff about giving him Patrick's penalties.
Great.
But
that time when I took you out, Keith, who got the penalty for it? Jeff.
Wouldn't that be great if you could just wreck anybody you want and have somebody else serve the penalty?
Oh, I know.
But we got Wally Babb here with us. He's been racing with us. This is his second season with us at the Thursday Night Throwdowns, and he's running the Cup Series also. How you doing there, Wally?
I'm doing good. I was going to tell Patrick and Keith, y'all can throw me some of those penalties, you know. I get them on our Sunday league a lot. Just, you know, it's kind of funny. There's a, like, Corey and them will be like, yep, Wally, you're getting AOL for that one. It's like I was getting them a lot in our first season, but, and they would just be for just, you know, the dumbest things, but. Yeah. It's getting better.
Yeah. All right. So, Wally, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Wally Babb outside of iRacing?
I'm a dad. I got three kids. Let's see, 7-year-old boy, 4-year-old girl, and a 13-year-old daughter. And then, you know how the wife, I got a wife. If anybody, y'all got a wife?
My condolences.
But I am home alone this week. They left yesterday to go to Florida for a week. And I was nervous. I didn't think I was going to get out of bed this morning, you know, not having nobody here. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to set two alarm clocks.
How did you get out of basically a family vacation?
You know, some people's got to go to work to pay the bills. And actually, she was going with her her dad and them. They've got a place down in Florida.
Okay.
So, between me and you, I think I come out all right, you know? She gets a vacation, I get a vacation.
Yes. It's a perfect... My wife went on a vacation like that with her sister. And it was like, I was home alone for like a week and a half. It was awesome. Don't tell my wife. It was the best week of my life.
My wife's probably going to listen to this later.
I just realized we got Bo Ross here in the chat. He spoke up. I didn't know he was even here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty faint. It's pretty faint. But
no, well, it's very faint.
I'll try and stick to a minimum there.
But
just yell.
I can turn you up.
Yeah. So how long have you been on iRacing here, Wally?
So let's see. Actually, 2 years. To the dot, I think. I think it was 2021, around March, February, March, something like that.
What got you into iRacing?
Well, believe this or not, I like, you know, I play video games. I never got into the PC much. But I guess when NASCAR was really getting into it with the COVID days, I started seeing more of it. You know, I'm thinking, why haven't I ever seen this before? And since then, I was like, okay, I've got to get this. Because I used to race like go-karts, the dirt carts.
Yeah.
And after, you know, getting kids and you get the family, all that, that's kind of hard to do. And with work and all that. So I was like, I can race and I can be at home. This is going to work out perfect. Yeah. And just kind of took off from there. And now I got way more money in this thing than I thought I would.
I might have missed it, but did you tell us what you do for a living?
I work for C.W. Matthews. It's, I guess, the biggest paving company in Georgia.
Oh, cool.
And this is the busy year, and luckily I'm off this weekend.
What part of Georgia are you from?
I live in North Georgia, right close to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, I used to live in Rome.
Oh, yeah. I'm not far from Rome. Yeah. About 40 minutes. I do a lot of work down there.
Yeah. My wife, she's a flagger for an asphalt company. And she pounds it, like, in the summers here. You know, like, she does, you know, probably 70 to 80 hours a week, every week.
Oh, you're not kidding. I told my wife, I said, well, honey, it's official. We can sell the boat. Because they just told me I'm not going to be on it this summer. Because we're going to work like never before. This is going to be it's crazy this year. They said that it's probably going to be one of the busiest years. But so far, it ain't like really took off yet. So, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, but a mechanic. And I guess kind of like a field mechanic.
Yeah.
So, I get to drive all over the state of Georgia. But it's not too bad.
So do you work out on the road then during the week?
Yeah. So, like, if we don't have anything going on, I'll just leave from my house and drive to the shop, which is about an hour away. It's in towards Marietta. You probably heard of Marietta.
Yeah, I've worked down there before.
And so the only thing I hate about my job is dealing with traffic. Other than that, it's not bad. Pretty good company.
Awesome.
Very cool. What are your favorite cars to drive on iRacing?
Oh, the trucks for sure. I love the trucks. I've run probably, right now I'm running 4 truck leagues.
Really?
But if the Friday night is the only time I get to really drive the cup car.
Yeah.
I would like to get more time in on those, what is them, NIL or whatever they call it.
Xfinity cars?
No, the weekly race, the official. It's an official.
Oh, NIS?
NIS, there we go. But I don't get to run a whole lot. Like, I like running at Vegas. That's a fun track. But really, it's all truck league.
No wonder I do so good on Thursdays.
Well, I'll tell you what, Thursdays and Sundays. But when I come to like Wednesday, some Monday, it's like, what's going on here? I ran good here the other day. Now I'm just like running late. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've learned 2 things. Patience and more patience. and you'll come out, you know, halfway decent sometimes.
Yeah, so do you prefer VR or triples?
Definitely VR. That's all I run is VR. I've wanted to try triples, but I kind of want to try it with somebody else before I bought them, you know. But right now, VR has got me hooked.
I know a lot of the fast guys, they are in VR. Like Ryan Johnson, that guy's in VR. Luke Smith is in VR.
Yeah, I'm not in VR.
No.
You're not fast.
Yeah,
he's fast. He's freaky fast.
Anderson, y'all both drive pretty good. And Dave.
Yeah, I'm on triples.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, yeah, y'all know Kyle's triples, and he's pretty fast.
Yeah, I tried VR, and I just couldn't, I'd have button boxes and the admin box, and, like, you can't see anything, so it's like, yeah, no, I'm...
So I have added a button box, and still getting used to it. You know, I guess it's just the muscle memory thing.
Yeah.
But it does, I try to limit most of it to the wheel, because when you have to reach, you might know where it's at, but you're still a delay without seeing it, you know?
That makes sense. All right, and what has been your favorite race that you have been involved with?
I've been preparing for this question, and I've had a few, but that is a tough one. And this is an iRacing, correct?
Anything.
I'm going to say I've had a couple of favorite ones here recently. Especially running in this group and Sunday's group, because we run with a lot of teammates too, and it's been some just good battles. But I'm gonna say Vegas on an official when we had that. I come out with like I think 2, maybe 3 wins that week. But it was just I'm gonna go with Vegas, and even though I like. Super speedway racing. I'm gonna have to go with some Vegas racing on an official.
There you go. All right. So this is going to be a question that's a little bit out there, but how many chickens is needed to take down an elephant?
2,206 would be equivalent. 2,207, I guess, to beat the elephant. And this is from Google.
Oh, you Googled the weight of an elephant and the weight of a chicken?
Yeah, I Googled something about, like, chicken and an elephant, and that's what it was saying. And it was pretty funny. I wish I had the exact word, and I might have saved it.
What do you think, Keith? You think you need how many chickens do you think it takes to take down an elephant, Keith?
There's no amount of chickens that'll take down an elephant.
Hey, it's 2,207. Look it up.
Unless they peck the hell out of the elephant's, you know, legs and crap. Otherwise, it's just been sitting there stomping them and crap, popping chicken nuggets out.
My favorite saying like that, like I had the meme is like my cover photo on Facebook for a long time, and it was ducks to horsepower, and it was said like, you know, oh, my car's like 400 horsepower, and the guy's like, oh, that's like 7,000 ducks.
What is so I did find it. Because it says a male elephant is about 6,000 kilograms. It's kg. I mean, I don't know why they
kilograms.
Yeah. While and then it goes to roosters. It says while the roosters of a golden comet chicken average on about 2.72 kilograms. So if we divide, you know, 6,272, we get 2,206 roosters for a draw.
That's a draw.
And by this logic, it would take 2,207 chicken to kill an elephant.
All right, I like it. But well, we're going to go into our league races on Sunday nights. The Freaky Fast guys were in action.
Yes, we were. We went to Milwaukee. We had eight cautions for 31 caution laps. We ran 120 laps. We had Ryan Johnson coming out with the win with Evan Hurdle in the second, Luke Smith in third. I finished fourth, and Gitch finished fifth, which Milwaukee was our final regular season race, and we were moving to the playoffs this season. So we had Luke Smith was our regular season champion, and with the way that bonus points and everything ever sorted out, Evan Hurdle is starting in second, followed by Alec Daffin, then me and Joe Turkel, Mike Miller, Matthew Fitz, Michael Gitchell, Kevin Jernan, Elijah Travis, Willie Bruton, and then Josh McKinney is the final person to make the playoffs, and everybody else will be running for the best of the rest. Trevor Harmon like just missed the playoffs by like 4 points. I think Ramsdale was close to from just missing. And the way we're doing our playoffs is the first round is three races, then start a bonus point, and then the top six make the last round, and the top six, their points will start even, and it'll be a three race chase for the championship.
So Ryan Johnson didn't get enough of beating us up on Fridays. Now he's going to beat us up on Sundays too.
God, once in a while, he wanted to come out and run, and well, he just showed up. Not everybody was there on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't that bad a race. Yes, we held to our claim that people were going to get penalties for calls and things, and it happened. You know, I mean, Milwaukee's a tough track. We understood that. But, like, if we let things go, then it would have just been like we were blowing air, and we're not. So.
Is that Tiny, Tiny Horse?
Right? Yep.
Oh, okay. I listened to that podcast.
That guy's fast. Yeah, he is fast. He's been kicking my butt for about 3 years now, so.
Pretty soon, he's just going to retire. He's going to be like, oh, I'm the king, and he's going to retire.
Well, he's younger than all of us, I'm pretty sure, so I think we'll retire before him.
He's getting our hopes up. That's one less butt kicking.
He's definitely younger than me and you, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, so they got Daytona Road coming up. Yeah, you ready for that one there, Keith?
I love Daytona Road.
Amen.
Like, it sucked that I rained so horribly, you know, in NIL, you know, Thursday and Friday when we were there. I just didn't have it that night.
I wanted to ask you about that, Keith, because I'm pretty sure last season you smoked our butts.
Yeah. But I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you just, in FFRL last season when we went to Mode Ohio, I finished, I think, third. And like this season, like, I think I finished like 12th. I literally forgot how to drive. So
I think that happens to all of us.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't happen on Sunday.
Right.
I don't want to have a terrible start to, you know, the playoffs and stuff. It's, you know, like whenever in both leagues, whenever we go to a road course, I'm like, okay, like I'm looking like, hey, this could be a good finish and stuff. And then when I don't get a good finish, it's like, I know I just left something on the table.
Oh yeah. Aggravate.
Yeah, there's always a few tracks that you're like, yeah, circling that one on my track. That's where I should get a good finish. And when you don't get a good finish at them tracks, it's like a real kick in the pants.
Yeah, like what me, it's road courses and super speedways. You know, like I'm always, you know, like, hey, road course, but, you know, super speedways I love and I always run well there no matter what is going on. I manage to stay out of trouble. You know, and like a lot of times the draft tracks is, you know, better at, but it is what it is sometimes. And well, it was.
No, I was mad for Daytona Road with the NIL because I was a little aggressive on the week before at Daytona, and that's where I ended up crashing you. So I had to start Daytona Road with three quarters of a lap behind.
You and Corey, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sucked because I really like the road courses.
Yeah. I love, you know, stock cars, anything on a road. I just, like, lately with me, I don't know. I've kind of lost the love for road course racing. Lately, you know, even like, you know, us on Wednesdays, I'm just like, it's not, I'm just like, meh, just, I mean, they even run, you know, Sebring, because I wasn't motivated whatsoever to run it, so like, we didn't run it, so I don't know.
I only really get motivated to run road course racing a lot come about December. And that's just prepping for the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yes, that was fun.
Oh, yeah. That's a hoot. I did it. No, we did it this year, but I did it the year before. And from here on out, I'm doing it every year.
I'm down. I'm with you on that one.
And at least somebody had fun at Daytona.
What was funny about that Daytona, the one in NIL, is I'm not used to the cup car, especially at a road course. I just practice, you know, I was like, maybe it'll be the same as a truck, and it's nowhere near driving the same as a truck. But I made one adjustment on my brake pressure on my pedal and my software, and I gained 3 seconds. And then I just got comfortable, and I was like, okay, I can do this. And I just wanted to run a clean race.
Yeah.
Well, that was part of my thing, honestly, too, when we're there at Daytona Road. That's like when I built the new PC and getting it up and running, like, all like my pedal software was all different. I didn't have it set where I liked it and crap. So that was part of my problem, was the braking and crap. But I still was dog crap out there.
Speaking of road courses, the stock cars or the sports car series, you guys went to Spa this past Wednesday.
Yes, we did. The home of my only FFRO win, period.
Was it broadcasted?
It was not broadcasted. But I ran like almost the perfect race, and I beat somebody who is way, way better than me. And like, I probably shouldn't have beat him, but like, I was just like on rails that night. It was like just incredible to watch. I was just driving over my head that night.
And keeping it clean. Things you want to do every race, and then you're like, why am I not driving like I was the other night? This don't make no sense.
Yeah, exactly. Like, It can be annoying sometimes. Like, what am I doing different and stuff? But you know, like the GT3 car has changed too. They've updated it so much since last year. And I can't figure out what car I like to drive anymore. I've been running the Audi more, Patrick. I know that you like the nice Audi.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm finding that I liked it, except for, you know, when I crashed in the kink on lap one on Wednesday. That was that. But we had the kid pick up yet another win, Evan Hurdle, followed by Todd Rizzo in second. Ethan Michaels brings home in third. Kevin Bernheimer in fourth. And Elijah Travis bringing home fifth. Give a little shout out to Rick Kohler in sixth, who like 2 weeks ago almost like cut his hand off with a saw. And I asked him, like, I'm like, so how was it? He was like, hurt like hell. He's like, but I was just determined to race and finish. I'm like, you go, big guy.
Yeah.
Just look at the bright side over there. Like, you guys have maybe, I'd probably say 4 more seasons max of Evan dominating, because, you know, how old, like you said, he's 13 or 14?
He just turned 14 like a month ago, yeah.
Okay, so 2 years, 4 seasons, then he's just going to disappear. Because once he gets his license, he's going to discover women, and he's not going to care about racing anymore.
Well, I mean, I know Evan listens to the podcast. I don't know, he does all the time, but I've said this, like, Evan is up front every race in both leagues and stuff. And but like, if he wants to get better, like, honestly, he's gonna have to find a more competitive league. So he's not up front every single race, because he'll just kind of plateau in his skill, because he won't have that drive to get better.
You hear that, Ryan Johnson?
Right. Yeah. But Ryan does run in a bunch of other leagues too, you know. So, yeah,
we're just his whipping post.
Yeah,
exactly. Just, you know, incredible. I mean, Evan's a great kid. You know, like, I mean, it's at at his eight. I mean, he's been running with us for a couple of seasons. I mean, he's 13. You know, I mean, like, he has tons of skill. He need probably like a little bit of the racecraft. Sometimes, you know, he can be a little McGoo-ish sometimes when he's back in the pack, trying to get through because he's so used to being up front. But I mean, Evan's a great kid. You know, I mean, he's always nice. Like, you know, he's very soft spoken. But you know, I mean, it's great having him here. You know, I mean, I hope that he does stay. It's nice having, you know, the competition, you know, up front and stuff. And once in a while, I'm like just tagging on to them, like on Sunday. Yeah. But you know, yeah, I mean, like, but he's like on Wednesdays, it's getting ridiculous. Like the kid's just going out there and whooping everybody's butt on Wednesday. It's like we're gonna have to like start making him pit start to give everybody like. No, but on when we do have some, there are some like fast guys too that are right there on the level. They just had some trouble on. Yeah. On Wednesday, but points wise, you know, Evan's leading the points. What 276? Justin Gitz coming in at second. Kevin Bernheimer's third. Elijah Travis is fourth, and I'm in fifth in points. No, I'm looking at the wrong things. All right, Evans first or whatnot. Evans is first, Justin Gibbs second, Kevin Bernheimer is third, Elijah Travis is fourth, and Ethan Michaels comes in fifth. I'm all the way down there in 11th because honestly, I haven't been racing the races all.
So speak about your Toyota GR86 drivers. Give them a little bit of shout out. Is there any points going on there?
I was getting there.
Oh, okay.
Mark Bradshaw actually has taken over the points lead from David Tamara. Comes in third with David Trumbly fourth, and I'm fifth in Toyota points after running only two races in the Toyota. The Toyotas. Bradshaw is the only person there in a Toyota this past week. So, Tamara's won every race, well, except for last week, because he was there, and then Bradshaw is the only one in a Toyota. So, yeah, I've said it before. I wish that more people showed up and got in the Toyota. But, you know, it is. We're having some thoughts about what next season is going to look like. We're not 100% sure what it's going to be. It's, I don't know. The chance it's not actually GT3s next season, so we're trying. But it was dying a little bit, but it's actually picked up. I think we had like 18 people there this week, so and it's a tough call on Wednesday nights though. But
I wanted to run Wednesday nights with you, and then me, like an idiot, I got back into RC car racing, and now Wednesday nights is my RC car racing night.
Sorry to hear that.
When is that Wednesday night end for y'all?
They race GT3 and the Toyotas.
And Toyotas, the GR86.
Oh, he said, when does it end? When does that season end?
When does the season end? We have five more races in this season. We run our Wednesdays and Sundays together, just like NIL. We don't run the same track, but you know, the seasons start and end at the same time. So I believe that we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we have Red Bull, Indy, Road America, Road Atlanta, and Okinawa left this season. Hey, Wally, if you want to come out and run, just.
Well, I'd be down. So our SRN league on Wednesday, we've got one race left, and y'all probably heard from Jeffrey Vickery about the super late model season showdown he's gonna run. We're gonna run six races. It's a free league. Gonna give a prize though. Should be pretty good.
It's just a six race season that they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, if you want to, I can send you a link to the Discord and stuff and get you set up with us.
Yeah, what time do y'all start on that?
Session opens up at 7, and qualifying starts at 10 of 8, and then race starts at 8, and we run 45 minutes. So it's all done in overweight in 2 hours. We're done before 9 o'clock.
Okay, I might could get in on that y'all's next season for sure.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of competition and stuff. So
definitely good racing.
That's why Patrick doesn't show up, because there's competition.
Well, that's not
I'm too busy getting my butt kicked racing RC cars. I got out of racing those for like 3 years, and now I get back in it. Oh my god, I'm horrible.
So we did a podcast question of the week, and our podcast question of the week this week was, "What is your dream car?" So just to see what everybody's different. Everybody's got a little bit different taste in what they want as a dream car. Mike Miller put a black on black Boss 9 Mustang.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, I looked at those because that would be a pretty sweet looking car. Luke Smith, he put a 2004 Toyota Corolla.
Luke Smith's dream car, we all know, is a big brown box truck.
Yep, 100%.
He wants to drive for UPS. So he's getting tired of FedEx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wants to drive the truck.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can tell with all the answers, too. You can tell, like, the age gap, too.
Yeah.
Like, how old people, you know, like, the younger ones are picking the newer cars. And, you know, the older guys are picking the older cars.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 2004, it seems like an old car now, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't
know. You want a 1969 Charger that's orange and has a Confederate flag on the top?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I think all four of us would take that.
Yeah.
2004, I was 35 years old.
Luke Smith did say he would actually like a 2002 Chevy Blazer with twin turbo 427 LS motor in it.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No, yeah. It's a grocery getter right there.
Keith, you remember the Terminator then? The Mustang. 03, 04 Terminator. Well, what's crazy now, if you had one, well, not the Terminator, but just the Cobra in that ear, you're like, man, this is slow. You can go to Ford and get a 4-cylinder EcoBoost and blow this thing away.
Yeah.
Or what about Eleanor? You know?
That's what I was going to. That's the 67 Mustang Fastback. That's what I was going to say is my personal favorite. That'd be my dream car.
Yeah, like
wasn't Eleanor a GT500 though?
Yeah, Eleanor is a GT500.
Yeah, but it's a 67 Mustang GT500.
Yeah, like in all seriousness, though, like my dream car is just an old Corvette. I want a 70s Corvette.
Yeah, that's what Matthew Wheeler, he mentioned a 1969 Corvette Stingray black hardtop.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my thing, is I want a hardtop. I don't want a convertible. I mean, just because I want it to, a muscle car doesn't look as muscly with a convertible top on it, you know?
Hey, easy, David. I had a 99 Cobra convertible, black on black. And it's easier to get the car seats in the back.
Hey, I have a 2011 G Mustang GT right now in my garage. So, but when I was out looking for them, I was not interested in a convertible. Now my daughter, who's 9 right now, she's like, I want a convertible.
Well, yeah.
And to save on my insurance rates, my mom, she has a red Camaro convertible that has the vet engine in it. That thing is awesome.
So Bobby Anderson, he picked a 1969 Chevelle SS 396.
That's a nice car.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't turn hardly any of these cars away, by the way.
No.
No. When my mom first got with stepdad, he had a 66 Impala convertible. Oh my God. You want to talk about a nice car? Like that car. And it had like the 396 in it. And oh my God, it was awesome.
Yeah. Elijah Travis, he took, he says a 2012 Lexus LFA silver, a silver Lexus. Now, Elijah Travis, he runs the tiny numbers in the NASCAR cars. You know, he's all about the IMSA stuff. And, you know, he's tiny numbers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Freeman, he took a 1957 Chevy Bel Air with tropical turquoise as the color.
I like his answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm even being a Ford guy, I don't think I know anybody that would turn down a 57 Chevy.
No.
There's just something about them older cars. Definitely easy to work on.
Oh, man. My dream car is a 69 Camaro.
Yeah. 69 Camaro. Those are, that's not something that I would push out of my garage either. You know, those are good looking cars.
Like with me being like my age now. So like when I graduated, like right when Fast and Furious came out, the first one. So like the Supras, like the 90s Supra, like I'm partial to those. And then you have like those, the Nissan Skyline GTs. Oh my God. Like those are sharp cars. There's so many cars.
Yeah, there are a lot of them, but we all have our favorite that, you know, we all have that one car that would be our golden goose. But we'll move on. Wally, did you say what your favorite would be if you had to,
If I had unlimited money?
Yeah.
I really do like, I like that 69 air. But I really like that GT 350 or the 500. The, you know, around that 13 to 15, maybe 14. But my all time would be that Terminator. I just like, that was like that car in high school, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of stuck with me.
All right. Well, we'll come up with a new question of the week this week. We'll discuss. I don't know of a good one yet, but we'll come up with one and we'll put it out there for you guys. But right now we got our NIL races starting with Thursday night with the trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had 75 laps there. We had 6 cautions for 19 laps. We had 13 lead changes. Jeff Radke came out with the pole, followed by Sid Garrett, Sid Nord, Luke Smith. The 98, Wally Babb, called by fourth. And running out the top 5 was Richard Crane. Coming to the win was Bobby Anderson, followed by the 98 of Wally Babb. Bonseca, he came in third, followed by Michael Miller and Garrett Sidner, rounding out the top 5. Our fastest lap. Oh, we're not going to talk about the fastest lap on Thursday. the fastest lap was by the 97. We won't say
anything. Keith, I did see you up there up front Thursday, and I was like, in my head, it went through. It was like, this might be his race. Broadcasted win.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, coming to the line, myself, Jeff Radke, Cam Barnes, and Jeff Ramsdale, we were four wide coming to the line, and Jeff Radke just edged me out there for that sixth place finish. But we were felt like the top nine of us were pretty close there for, but then you guys started checking out on us, Bobby and Wally. You guys checked out on us.
That race was intense, and I told Bobby, I said, "I'm gonna let you win because I don't want to EOL next week."
Yeah, I'm good finishing second.
Yeah. I really wanted that win, but I just couldn't. I couldn't get back up there, but it was weird about that race because when we run Auto Club for the official, I wasn't that fast there. I don't know where that speed. It's like one of them tracks, you know, where you're like, you're on fire and don't change it. So next time we go there, I might be just the slow guy. I don't know. But that was fun race.
See, what killed me at the end of the race was I knew Miller had damage. He had damage on his right front. So, like, on the restart, we're going. I'm trying to go around his outside, and I knew, like, you guys were all going to be on the inside, and I couldn't get him around him. And you guys got around him and just checked out, and it just took me too long to actually get around him, even though they're at the end or whatnot. I slowly started to close on you guys, but like,
yeah, I was wondering what that was because I was like, one of them must not be able to get their line they want because I was like, they're kind of falling, but
yeah, he had that damage, and it was just checking everything, you know. Up, and I mean, it is what it is. I'll take it third. I wasn't that cutoff line. I wasn't that far above it, so I'll take a third place out of it. I'm good with it.
Yeah, I will say that that Bobby and Anderson, they kind of checked out, but third on back to I want to say probably around ninth, we were just swapping positions back and forth. We were like fighting tooth and nail for each inch on the track, you know. So once we were racing side by side and you guys were running, you know, nose to tail, you guys were able to check out while we were just, you know, slide jobbing or whatever we needed to do to get an inch out of that, you know, coming to the last few laps of that race.
I was just hoping that you guys were going to take out Ramsdale.
But like, you know, that last lap I had, you know, Miller, you know, and Garrett, you know, behind me and, you know, down there having a bit of a run. I was like, I'm not, because I was running high. I'm like, no, this last corner, I'm going to run it low. And because I know Garrett's going to try and like throw it in there and stuff. I'm like, I'm just going to go low and it's just going to get everybody to check up and nobody's going to get around me. And well, Miller actually ended up getting around Garrett, but you know, I was able to hold on to the third. I was watching that mayhem behind me.
Yeah, we were all over each other. I know I was racing Cam Barnes side by side going into, you know, one and two. We're in probably for like a lap or two straight. We were running coming down to the last white flag and going into three and four, here comes Jeff Radke on the outside of both of us. Like, you know, he got the 2-for-1 and ended up passing both of us to get sixth. So a good pass up for Jeff there to get, you know, get two positions out of that.
I'm trying to remember what lap it was. It was when me and Luke were battling it out. Well, we were coming off a caution and my virtual mirror it turned off, and I was panicking because, like, you know, when you got everything set up how you want it and something goes away, it hurts. And I was like, how am I going to do this shot? The only thing I can go off of is my spotter, and I'm going to wreck. Well, I'm telling Racky's like, hey, hold on, my wife's Googling it, like what the hotkey is, turn the mirror back on. I'm like, okay. So I made it through that run until that other caution came out. We went into the pits. I lift the headset up, hit Alt M, I believe it is. Yes, I got it on my whiteboard. And I turned my mirror back on. I don't know how it turned off. I don't, unless my kids come in here and start pushing buttons, I don't know.
Well,
but I'd rather my race was over.
I'd rather have my mirror turn off than, you know, like on Thursday, my talent turned off. At the end, I was just running to, you know, hoping that you guys were going to bring out another caution, so it would knock another guy out of the race, and I could gain one more spot.
Yeah. Your talent's been dropping a lot lately, Patrick.
On Thursdays, my talent is gone.
Yeah,
I've had one good finish this week.
It's just a dry spell. You go. Everybody goes through them spells, Patrick. You're coming back.
Shout out to Wally, Babby, Wally and Bobby. Why did I say Babby? Wally and Bobby. They had zero incidents. Sorry, Bobby. And Jeff Vickery had zero incidents, as well as Cam Barnes, zero incidents for that race. So good job there. I will say I did see a point in that race where Vickery looked like he tried taking down the wall, but he must have got a 0x out of that.
I don't know what happened exactly. I mean, I watched the replay, but did you see? He was in my mirror, the 60. I'm trying to remember the name.
Wheeler.
So I just see him. It looks like he just turned straight into the wall, you know, and I'm like, what? That was weird. And Racky's like, I'm not lifting. So I didn't know what he's talking about till after the race, and I watched that, and I was really, I'm dying laughing. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
I know which one too.
He turns into the wall, but he got into like Racky, and then Racky's like, just never lifted, and he's just pushing him down through the straightaway.
Yeah.
It can get frustrating.
Yeah.
I got taken out on that one where it was the 72 where he came up the track on the front, and you know, I probably should have lifted and just backed way off. But I just held it pinned, and I was on the high side, and I was like, okay, I got to get by this. He came up, hit the outside wall, came down, and he hit the guy that was side by side with me. And then I was like, I cheered because it was like, oh my God, how did I make it through that? And then the guy that was on my inside, he came up and just walled me. And my wife, she's like, what were you screaming up there for? And I was like, what? Like my like cheer and then followed by an F-bomb? She was like, yeah. I almost made it through.
After the race last night, Sonia, she's like, did you say that over the radio? I'm like, I sure did say that over the radio last night or when they wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, when they were arguing. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh.
It's been a crazy week. That was my third second in my we don't count Wednesdays. Wednesday's that tough league where I don't run up front. But go ahead.
Oh, I was just getting ready to say last night you didn't have much luck either.
No, I did not. I was running good. I felt good. I thought I finished that out with the top 10, and I believe I got loose, tried to grab it. Hit the wall. Didn't think I hit it that hard, but I broke something over there on the right. I got meatball. Had to go pit. I think I went two laps down, but I ended up getting that back. And then I don't remember how I went a lap down again.
Yeah,
you and Bobby stayed really tight to each other this week. You guys finished 1-2 on Thursday, and then you guys finished 21 and 22nd on last night.
Oh yeah. So our Sunday league was our championship race, and there was three of us battling for the championship, and Racky, me, and this other guy. And Racky beats me. He comes in first. I get second. He wins the championship by 2 points. Monday, I beat Racky. He ran out of fuel at the old Atlanta. I got second. And then Thursday night. We've been battling it.
Yeah. So why don't you go over last night's results there, Patrick?
Okay, well, we at Auto Club, we had 95 laps. We had 6 cautions for 18 laps and 19 lead changes. As long as our lead changes are over our caution laps, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, Ryan, the 38, I'm not even going to call him by name anymore. The Magic 38 came out with the pole. followed by Jeff Radke, Sidnor, Turkle, and Spies rounding out your top 5 for qualifying. Then come to the win, Ryan, after getting his EOL, he has that. I'm going to pull a Harvick. Pretty sure Harvick said it. He's got that up his butt. But Ryan Johnson, he won, followed by Bernheimer and Smith, Radke, and Ramsdale round out your top 5. Yeah, I mean, it was a decent race. No, our fastest lap was actually by Dalton McKinney. He did a 40.102. Oh. So, I mean.
The professor, Dalton McKinney.
The professor. I love that nickname he gave him. That's cool. But that's right. He is the guy that is the calculating. When we get in there, he's like, all right, guys, I've been doing some numbers. Sometimes he gets it wrong. Most of the time, he hits it pretty good.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have it right before running out the last 30-some laps, saving fuel, and I ended up running out of fuel coming out of turn 4. So my strategy came.
I thank you.
Well, I think it played out good. I mean, I started that last green flag run in 21st, I think it was, and no. By my strategy, I gained 12 spots. You know. It is what it is.
I thank you. I gained a position because you ran out. So,
so shout out to Ryan Johnson, Jeff Ramsdell, and Richard Crane and John Peterson all getting 0 incident points last night. So I just wanted to highlight those guys.
Nice.
But wait, well, let's hold up here, though, right? Like, I had 4 Thursday night. I had 4 last night. I did not earn any of them. If you always look, I am not earning my incident points. Like, on the Tuesday, like, Super Speedway League, I have, like, after, like, 3 races, I have almost 40 incidents. I'm like, I haven't earned any. It's like, I feel like I should start earning them. So, like, the next time Patrick is in front of me, I might earn 4.
That's Ramsdale for it, too, if you take out
Ramsdale, Patrick. Ramsdale will get the penalty, so whatever. Go ahead, take me out. but talk about incident points. So, Michael Gitchell, he hasn't raced this week at all, and he is still our leader in incident points.
I don't doubt it whatsoever, poor guy.
No, I was missing him on Thursday, I know, because I was the leader for incident points on Thursday. I had 14. I was like, where's Gitchell? He would have had more than this. Last night, our incident point leader was Corey Stahl. He, you know, when we were going through the replay today, it seemed like every time that something bad happened, he was, you know, the unlucky benefactor of someone coming down and him spinning.
Oh, yeah. He's going through a move right now. I think they're actually moving this weekend. And you know how that can be.
Yeah. Well, we did our driver picks also. We forgot to pick to tell you last week, but Keith picked up the point for last week because he had Kyle Busch who finished second. So currently Taco's sitting with 3 points. Gitchell and Turkle both have 2. Keith has 1.
And the rest of us 0.
And the rest of us have 0 points. So, but it's still early yet. We could pick 1 driver to go out and get the win, and that will give us 2 points. So, we're not too far out, even though we have 0. But Gitchell, speaking of him, he picked Logano this week. Joey Logano, Taco. He took Denny Hamlin. Keith had to pick last.
But it's not a bad pick, though.
No, there's not bad picks. The drivers, we put it up in the chat. Bobby Anderson picked AJ Allmendinger for the drivers.
I think that they were forgetting which week it is. Last week or whatnot would have been a good pick for the dinger. I'm not too sure about this week.
Yeah. I picked Martin Truex Jr. This week because I know he's pretty decent at Richmond.
I think who'd you pick, Patrick? Willie Byron?
Yep, you got William Byron.
See if I can pick up
pick chest.
See if I can ride his streak that he's been running.
Yeah. Joe Turkle, he took Ryan Blaney for the second week in a row.
My pick.
Yeah. Matthew Wheeler took Kyle Busch. Bo Ross, Thomas Myers, he took Alex Bowman with Jeff Ramsdale taking Kevin Harvick. So that's our driver picks this week.
Well, hopefully Byron works out for me in this league. Yeah. He got me a win in my other pick'em that I do before.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see how hopefully one of us can get some points out of that this
keep
week.
Paco from getting points. He doesn't need to work on his he picked Benny Bamlin this week. Sticking with the bees. So
going with his string of bees
worked out for him.
Yeah.
Somehow,
yeah. But yeah, so that's our driver picks this week. Next week the Freaky Fast will be at on Sunday. They have a Daytona Road, and I forgot where you're at with the Sports Car Series on Wednesday.
Me too.
Yeah, so they're going to be there at Me Too.
We're at a road course.
Yeah, and then on Thursday and Friday is our off week. We will be throwing up a Thursday night race that will have the trucks and the cup cars on the track at the same time. So if you want to practice run a practice race in the trucks, or if you want to run a practice race for next week for in cup, they'll give you an opportunity to do that on Thursday night. And then Friday night we'll be off. There'll be no podcast next week. Our next podcast will be in 2 weeks, when our guest is going to be tentatively, if he wakes up, will be Evan Hurdle.
He ain't waking up.
He ain't waking up. Yeah.
14 years old? Nah, he ain't waking up that early.
Oh.
He didn't wake up the first time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so the spotlight's on you, Evan, for the next race or the next podcast. So but that being said, in 2 weeks the NIL guys will be at Indianapolis Road. We do have the Dirt to Daytona starting up on Monday with the Dirt Street Stocks at Eldora. So good luck to everybody there. I will be out of town this week. I'll be getting back Thursday from Nashville.
You going there for work?
Won't be far from me.
You going there for work?
What's that? Yeah, there's a trade show down there on this week, so I got to go down there for this trade show.
Be about 3.5 hours from me, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
So excited. I started a new job on Monday. And so I've worked out on the road for like the last 20 years. And now I'm finally going to be home all the time. So happy. I live up in
Wisconsin.
Where
are you from, Patrick?
It's all do concrete. We're getting back into the swing of things right now. And we ended up last night. Yesterday we got like 1.5 inches of rain. And then last night we got a foot of snow.
That's interesting. Work for the asphalt company, which I do work on the asphalt equipment, but I'm actually on the dirt side of it. And we have a bridge concrete division. So I get to work on all that good stuff. And I don't like it. No, I do not like concrete.
Concrete's no fun.
Yeah, I want to shout out Josh McKinney for, he sponsored last night's race with McKinney Voice and Sound. He also did the national anthem for it, so you'll hear that on the broadcast last night.
Like, he did it?
So yeah, he played that. The
guitar? He plays guitar? Sweet.
Yeah. So, good job to Josh McKinney. Also, I want to thank our sponsors. We had Chris Edwards, who sponsored Thursday night's race with Extreme Performance Motorsports. We have lots of openings available for sponsorship. That's what helps pay for these league races. So if anybody's listening to this and enjoys them broadcasts, please reach out to us about sponsoring a race. Or two, or three,
How much does it cost to sponsor a race?
So yeah, so on Thursday night, it's just $25 to sponsor a race Thursday nights, and then Friday nights we'll do the same thing, $25 to sponsor a race. So if anybody's interested, it helps cover the broadcast. The broadcast that I'm doing myself on Thursday night, we're just putting that, if we get anybody to sponsor those, we're just putting that in a fund for next season. So, to help pay for broadcasts or race control, race control isn't free either. So we'd like to have race control for not just Thursdays, but Friday nights next season.
I think Patrick should race control both nights instead of record.
Yeah, and then you can give the 97 EOLs all night long. I'll be Patrick.
61 and there you 61 go. Or 91, whichever number he decides on. You would be getting them.
But with that being said, we'll let you guys go. We'll talk to you guys here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 4. It was good talking to y'all. And I got to say, we love racing with y'all.
You got anybody you want to thank here, Wally, before we do shut this thing down?
Just shout out to all the guys at Threat Level. Bunch of great guys to run with. All y'all. It's one of our favorite leagues is Thursday night. So, just want to let y'all know that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it.
Even though I can't run the 99.
Sorry, Patrick.
I'm running 98 plus 1 next season.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you could run the 99, but just invert the two numbers.
I was gonna say, so, can I run 99 backwards?
Yeah, so that'd be 99.
Or the 999. Or if you're in like Moto Cross, just kidding. We'll take Travis Pastrana, the 199.
I do.
99X.
Yeah, I do like motocross. I watch that every week. Did that back in the early 20s, but once I realized that I can't pay doctor bills and work at the same time, kind of had to put that one on the end.
I'd raced 4-wheelers before I broke my back.
I did race 4-wheelers. Luckily, I didn't kill myself, but that was fun, interesting. Do it, got it over. Carts is the way to go if you want to go back to real life. They're a little bit safer.
I don't know. I watched a doctor who was racing go-karts here locally, and he wrecked his go-kart, and he got paralyzed, so I don't know.
You're right. I've seen them flip, and you don't have enough. I mean, you're not buckled in.
Excuse me. Yeah, they're not buckled in. Actually, what happened is he hit the wall head-on, his throttle stuck or whatever, and
oh, God.
And the steering wheel went right through his pelvis.
Oh.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I love anyways, iRacing.
Yeah, so iRacing is much safer. But with that being said, we'll talk to you guys here in a couple weeks here on the Not So Fast podcast.
All right. Hey, thanks for
showing up.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. And one more thing, David.
Yeah.
I might be interested in joining you on a Friday night in the booth if you need somebody one day.
Oh yeah, jump on in. I always the broadcasts are always better with two people.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I know it's got to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let y'all go. Later. Thank y'all.
Later.